friends had escaped and found its way to the basement and into the squirrel cage fan of the furnace. Now that's interesting, a hamster in a squirrel cage fan. Maybe it just wanted to exercise. Well, anyway, about that time, the furnace kicked in, giving the hamster the ride of its life and throwing the whole thing out of balance. When I pulled it out, it tried to bite me. A ride like that would make anybody cranky, and along with being unfriendly, it couldn't walk straight. All it could do was go round and round. The moral of that story? If you get into things you shouldn't, you're just going to end up going in circles. I mean, that's all there's to it. This is Rod Bieber with Seed Time and Harvest.
That's Dell.com/deals.
Ready to take control of your health? This is Tammy from Naturally Inspired Radio. In just 90 days, transform your well-being with our curated health products designed to nourish your body from the inside out. Track your progress with our easy health tracker. Stay motivated with monthly coaching calls. Don't just dream of better health, achieve it. Visit 1360khnc.com. Click on the Natural Health button. Start your health journey today.
It's time for the Deaf Blind Potter Show with your host, Kelvin Crosby.
Join Kelvin Crosby and his millions of followers Tuesdays at 5 p.m. right here on AM 1360, the roar of the Rockies.
You now have access to some of the finest, highest quality health products on the planet. America's Freedom Network has partnered up with Modere Products out of Utah. We have endorsed and are now distributing what are the very best collagen and wellness products anywhere. You can check out these products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at americasfreedomnetwork.com. You owe it to yourself to calm the chaos in your life and take your life back. Design your personalized wellness goals and achieve real results from the inside out and find the best version of yourself. Welcome to your life by design. You can check out these products and all of the AFN endorsed products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at americasfreedomnetwork.com. Click on the Natural Health Products button at americasfreedomnetwork.com. This could very possibly be the life-changing moment you've been waiting for. americasfreedomnetwork.com.
This is Rick Rodriguez. Christ said he would build his church and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. Join me on Sundays
from 10 to 1
for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church Program on 1360 AM KHNC.
The conscious and intelligent manipulation of the organized habits and opinions of the masses is an important element in democratic society. Those who manipulate this unseen mechanism of society constitute an invisible government, which is the true ruling power of our country. Edward Bernays, Propaganda, 1928.
If you've ever been frustrated or frightened by a cut or a nosebleed that won't stop bleeding, or had an emergency where bleeding can't be controlled, you need Bleed Stop. Bleed Stop works. Simply put Bleed Stop onto any cut or wound, apply pressure, and watch the bleeding stop.
Easy to apply, it doesn't burn, it doesn't sting.
Take away your bleeding fear.
Go to 1360khnc.com and click on the blue health products button at the top of the page and scroll down to Bleed Stop. 1360khnc.com and click on the blue health products button.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Welcome to This Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Monday through Friday, 11 to 1 on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Podcasts for both hours are archived on the radio station site, 1360KHNC.com. And the first hour of the programs are archived also on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. I'm going to begin with some Euro news out of Euronews.com. Most people don't realize that Pope Francis is not doing well. He may be in the final days of his life, unless they can keep him alive. The Vatican has issued a statement saying that the pontiff is going to require a new course of treatment, further hospitalization after being admitted to the hospital for respiratory tract infection. His hospital stay will be extended after his respiratory tract infection. There was a complex clinical picture. This was on Monday. So he's not well. 88 years old. One of the oldest popes in church, the Catholic Church's history. He's going to undergo another treatment, going to be a little bit different. What he has is suffering from what is called polymicrobial respiratory tract infection. He's going to require the appropriate hospital stay, whatever that means. He's already been in the hospital, what? Off and on here, gee, for the last couple of years, he's been very ill. This time around, though, probably at least two or three days now. Pope Francis, born Jorge Mario Bergoglio, he was chosen as the head of the Catholic Church in 2013. It was a Catholic coup. There was a coup that took place in the Catholic Church. A Jesuit coup. He had one part of his lung removed after suffering severe pneumonia as a young man in Argentina. He's recently suffered two falls, injured his arm in 2023, and he was recently admitted to the hospital for bronchitis after experiencing breathing difficulties. Now, within the Catholic system right now, there are two structures within the Catholic Church. One is the religious, the other is a governmental. Within the religious structure, they are already, I believe, within the church, trying to decide who would be best, who would serve the Catholic Church, the religious side, best, and who at the same time would be their best nominee to take care of the government side of the Catholic Church. With Francis, Pope Francis, he was able to balance the two, you might say. The other popes preceding Francis, yes, they were overseeing the governmental side to a degree, but more so they were, I believe, taking care of the religious side of Catholicism internationally. But now, with Francis had to take care of both legs. Globalist side, which had been the government side of the Catholic Church, as well as the religious side, and with Bergoglio, or with Francis, how to extend a papal invitation to all religions, which has caused Francis quite a bit of, it's been a real problem to Francis. Many Catholics, true Catholics, do not feel the need and feel the danger that would be involved in opening your arms, opening the arms to Islam, Hinduism, Buddhism, occult religions. Francis didn't feel that was, there was no caution with Francis on that side of the Catholic tradition. Because Francis was operating more from the governmental side. The more you can include other religions, the greater the political influence and financial influence of the Catholic Church globally. There are two sides to the Catholic Church. Again, the religious and the government. So right now, within the system, I know that they're not saying anything because they are not, the Catholic Church does not want to, you might say, project or give the thought that Francis is at this point so fragile that he may not make it into another quarter, another season. But there once again is going to be the conflict between the bishops, the cardinals, that are dedicated to the religious side of Catholicism, and the governmental side on the other equation, or with a governmental aspect. I'm wondering if they're going to bring in another Jesuit, because there is a conflict between the Jesuit side and non-Jesuit side of Catholicism. At this point, still, many of the bishops, the cardinals, papal, you know, those that are possibly in contention to be the new pope, there is a problem. And we'll continue in just a few minutes. This Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Yes, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone. Let us help.
Listen to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show.
Saturdays at 11, right here on AM 1360.
All of your electronic devices can be severely damaged by lightning bolts and power surges. Even worse, an EMP attack can destroy everything, leaving our technology-dependent society with no technology. But don't let that be you. Go to 1360khnc.com and click on the blue Natural Health Products button, and then scroll down to EMP Shield. EMP Shield is an electromagnetic pulse, solar flare, and lightning protection system made to protect you and your electronics. Go to 1360khnc.com and click on the Natural Health Products button at the top of the page.
Hi, it's Tammy. Naturally Inspired is the fastest growing health show on radio. Tune in for the best guests, real health solutions, strategies for inspired living. Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m., 1360 KHNC. Elevate your afternoons with Naturally Inspired Radio.
If you've ever been frustrated or frightened by a cut or a nosebleed that won't stop bleeding, or had an emergency where bleeding can't be controlled, you need Bleed Stop. It's a safe-in-the-wound, non-stinging, FDA-cleared powder that's clinically proven to quickly and easily stop bleeding, even for severe wounds and for people on blood thinners or people with nosebleeds.
My oldest son cut himself with a knife quite badly, and we had Bleed Stop with us, and we put it on the wound, and it stopped the bleeding.
Bandages don't do much to stop the bleeding, certainly not if you're on a blood thinner. Bleed Stop works. Simply put Bleed Stop onto any cut or wound, apply pressure, and watch the bleeding stop.
Easy to apply. It doesn't burn. It doesn't sting.
Take away your bleeding fear. Bleed Stop absolutely works, even if you're on blood thinners or suffer from nosebleeds. Bleed Stop is used in emergency rooms across the country.
Imagine what Bleed Stop can do for a serious cut.
Go to 1360khnc.com and click on the blue health products button at the top of the page and scroll down to Bleed Stop. 1360khnc.com and click on the blue health products button.
With this matter of the Catholic Church, I'm simplifying I'm just trying to simplify a complicated situation that is a situation where Francis, I don't believe he is very fragile right now. He's not going to live much longer. He's been a controversial pope. There are many, many American Catholics are unhappy with him. They won't say much about him openly, especially the politicians. They leave it alone. He's a globalist. He is very dark as an individual. And as a Jesuit, this is the black church or the dark church. So what is coming to the Catholic Church, according to what Christ presented in the book of Revelation to the Apostle John in chapter 1 or chapter 2 of Revelation to the church in Thyatira, what is coming to Catholicism is kind of like a foreboding storm, a religious storm. The Catholic people, if they are not given to Christ and to the teachings of the godly side of Catholicism, they are going to be deceived. In Revelation chapter 2, I think it's verse 19 to the end of the chapter, concerning Thyatira, the Catholic Church, it is infiltrated with witchcraft, idolatry, deep things of Satan. You can read it yourself. Revelation chapter 2, I think it's verse 19 to the end of the chapter. Thyatira, the Roman Catholic Church. It's not the oldest church. The Greek churches in the same chapter out of Pergamos are even as the older church. It's the Greek church from whence Catholicism came into existence. There was a religious difference between the Greek churches and the new religious powers in Rome. But there's great persecution coming to the Catholics internationally, according to what John presented, it is a judgment of God on the system of Rome. And there's going to be punishment to all of the churches, seven lampstands mentioned in chapter 1 of Revelation. God will have a holy church. He will have a people that are obedient to him, reverent to him. That's not the case presently with most of the lampstands. There are those that always will be faithful to Christ, but not necessarily the whole family. So God brings punishment to the children, his own children, because of their deadness, lukewarmness, and apostasy. What's coming here right after Francis passes away, there's going to be a war within the Vatican. It's already being played out. But as long as Francis is alive, there is no indication, no indicators that there is a struggle already within the Vatican walls. So this is something we'll watch. You know, there are these astronauts that have been up in space forever. And there is an article today out of the Daily Mail. Elon Musk says SpaceX will return the stranded astronauts back to Earth, hopefully within 4 weeks, within a month. They've been abandoned. The Biden White House, the Biden administration abandoned these two individuals, Butch Wilmore and Sunita Williams, stranded in the International Space Station for political reasons. During an interview with Sean Hannity on Fox alongside President Trump, at the president's request or instruction, quote, "We are accelerating the return of the astronauts," Musk said, revealing it would take about 4 weeks for him to get them home. He says they were left up there for political reasons, which is not good. He, Biden, was going to leave them in space. I think he was going to leave them. Musk, in that interview, stated that SpaceX has brought astronauts back from space many times before, always with success. God willing, there'll be success with these two individuals. I've been watching this, like, geez, they've been up there for over 6 months. They were supposed to be up there for less than 2 weeks, and then there was a hitch in the giddy-up. Something happened. There was the connectors from one of the craft to the other didn't. They were dissimilar. They wouldn't attach. They were up there since September. Wilmore and Williams were only to... Oh, that's here it is. They were supposed to spend 8 days. After an issue was identified with their Boeing Starliner capsule, they were stranded. They've been in space, 258 days. What a bummer. I can't imagine people, I don't know what kind of strain, what kind of personality you have to have to want to leave Earth's atmosphere, you know, to go into outer space. That's not, to me, doesn't seem to be wise. It's like these individuals that went down in that craft, they wanted to go see how far down they could go into the ocean, and it imploded. No, I'm not that kind of a guy. I don't think this audience is that kind of... We don't have that kind of mentality. So anyhow, these people have been stranded up there since June, and Musk is going to, the Lord willing, he will be successful in bringing them back. I've been wanting to kind of mention this, but now J.D. Vance, he has a relative, a young girl, Adeline Deal, 12. She's been denied a heart transplant from an Ohio hospital because her parents refused to give her the vaccination. They refused to give her the gene editing bioweapon injection. So because of that, she won't be a recipient of a heart transplant. So that's even with J.D. Vance. The Independent.com is trusted by the Americans across the entire political spectrum. Unlike many other quality news outlets, we chose not to lock Americans out of our reporting and analysis with paywalls. So they need support, but a relative of J.D. Vance says this Ohio hospital has refused to put her 12-year-old daughter on its heart transplant waiting list over her vaccine status. Janine Deal, the mother of the 12-year-old from Indiana who is related to Vance's half-siblings through marriage, adopted Adeline from China as a 4-year-old, knowing the little girl had two heart conditions. Epstein's anomaly and Wolf Parkinson White syndrome is what she has. It would be one day, it would require a day for the transplant. Politics. It's a matter of politics. If you won't go along with the agendas of the World Health Organization or the system, you're not going to even get a heart transplant. Now, speaking of these medications, Ozempic, despite the warnings about the dangers, this is out of RT News International, despite the warnings of the dangers of type 2 diabetic drug Ozempic, the makers Novo Nordisk, as an esteemed member of Big Pharma, continues to profit. The firm recently became Europe's most valuable company with a market cap of $350 billion as Hollywood stars and celebrities praised the products. The question remains, can you get any shadier than profiting from a potentially dangerous drug, especially the Novo Nordisk's ties to controversial firms? The dark side of profits and Big Pharma traces, among others, Novo Nordisk's top institutional shareholders, BlackRock and Vanguard, owning 5% and 2.8% of its Class B stock. I think just the black and the white, these names reoccur. It's just like a merry-go-round, always reoccurring. Everything you read, everything you hear. BlackRock, Vanguard, they own a Class B stock. Both firms have a history of profiting from conflicts, including those in the Gaza and Ukraine conflicts. They've been involved in land acquisitions amidst the chaos. And I remember reading about BlackRock just waiting, chomping at the bit, because they know they will have trillion-dollar contracts to rebuild Ukraine. More shady connections. BlackRock has well-documented history profiting from conflicts, especially in Gaza and Ukraine. They've been heavily involved in land acquisitions. Vanguard has similarly been criticized for its involvement in the quiet purchase of large swaths of land, particularly in the conflict zones where people are distracted by ongoing violence. How does this tie into Novo Nordisk? The major players like BlackRock and Vanguard have heavily invested in the company, not just about financial returns. They can shape the corporate direction, often with little regard for ethical implications of the products they help market. There's going to be more about Vanguard, more about BlackRock, because right now J.D. Vance is the target of these mega corps. He needs to be careful when he flies. They want to bring him down because he's rubbed them the wrong way. This Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Hey, Joe, I thought you were retired.
Living on a fixed income is tough. So here I am, an essential worker.
I know. I mean, food prices are going up every day. Thank goodness for BenefitsCheckup.org.
Benefits what?
BenefitsCheckup.org. It's a free website where people over 60 can find help to pay for food, medicine, even utilities. I got $1,200 a year in benefits. Maybe it can help you.
Tune in for the Dan Bongino Radio Show Monday through Friday from noon to 2 and 6 to 7 p.m. exclusively here on AM 1360, the Roar of the Rockies, Northern Colorado's best talk.
Are you prepared for a power outage? Never be left in the dark again. Wagner Electric has proudly partnered with Generac to provide long-lasting generators for your home. We have standalone and portable generators in stock now. So give us a call for a free estimate at 970-800-3693. If you are constructing or upgrading your home, trust our expert electricians to take care of your home the first time. We offer services for anything from wiring an unfinished basement to wiring a newly built pole barn. Your electrical system is the heartbeat of your home. So don't risk it and give us a call today to get started at 970-800-3693 or visit us at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located off Highway 85 in Greeley at 1517 2nd Avenue. Wagner Electric sets the standard.
You've heard of Support Your Local Sheriff? Well, we're asking you to support your local radio station. And now you can do that with just a click of a button. Tahibo Tea, My Kind CBD, Moderna Collagen, My Patriot Supply, LifeWave Patches, Bleed Stop, and more all in one place. Just go to 1360khnc.com and click on the blue Natural Health Products button at the top of the page, and you've got one-stop shopping. Now you can quickly and easily purchase all the great products we back and sell by going to 1360khnc.com and click on the blue Natural Health Products button at the top of the page. Thank you. Thank you for your support.
You can now listen to hours 1 and 2 of the Alex Jones Show, Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. That's AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
So, Vanguard, BlackRock, they're planning to rebuild. BlackRock, the objectives are to pretty much own all the property in the United States of America. And like I stated yesterday, J.D. Vance goes to Europe, to Frankfurt or to Munich to visit with the European leaders, and he's basically telling them that many things. He told it like it is, that interfere with Donald Trump's plans for bringing about ceasefire in Ukraine. They interfere with Trump's visits with Vladimir Putin, that the U.S. will dump NATO. We will no longer participate. They need America because we fund, I think off the top of my head, 50% of their military programs. But at the same time, the van der Leyen, what is her name? Van der Leyen and the German chancellor are both their parents, their grandparents were Nazis. They were loyal. Their loyalty was to the Reich. And so is Scholz and van der Leyen. They are Nazis. And they are tied in with the Nazis in the United States of America. American people don't realize that the Nazi movement did not die with Adolf Hitler disappearing. No, it jumped the ocean to Operation Paperclip. Already in this country, there was a harbor for safety for the main scientists out of Germany, and later their families that would be brought over to a different operation. But they were involved in not only intelligence, the military, space programs, Air Force. They were in the government to this very day. These two communists, Starmer and van der Leyen, I'm not Starmer, Starmer too. Starmer out of Europe, the new prime minister out of England, he's affectionate to the Nazis in Europe. Because in England, there are also Nazis. Aryan philosophy. It's a spirit. It's a religion. So van der Leyen and Scholz are Nazis. And they did not like to be reprimanded by J.D. Vance. So he needs to be careful. And really, the American people should pray for the president, vice president, the cabinet, so that we can have peace. The great one of the main things Donald Trump is doing, along with all of these bills, is exposing the corruption and the cancer within the financial systems of this country. The beginning is this U.S. aid. Eventually, that's not the big enchilada. The Department of Defense, that is major. That is the supersized enchilada. But first, you begin with what Trump is doing in wisdom. Begin with U.S. aid. Find where all these veins of corruption, where they lead. And eventually, they will lead you to the mother lode. The mother lode will be the Department of Defense. It will also be eventually the government corporate complex. The government corporate complex. with the GCC, they will find that the government corporate complex leads to the mother lode, which is a family. It will lead to a family. There will be many families involved. Families going back 120, 130, 50 years. But mainly, it will lead back to one, like in the movie The Alien, the first movie, and the second. Eventually, there's the core, the mother that is popping out all of the little babies and controlling every planet that these little synthetic monsters land on. And it will fall back eventually. Donald Trump has to be careful on how he does this. But yes, the military-industrial complex, major, Vanguard, BlackRock. But eventually it will all lead to the government corporate complex. The government corporate complex is in Revelation chapter 17. It is the mother of harlots. But when you pull away all of the debris, you will find that it is a family. And there have been more documentation, more things written about a family. There's been much written about the Guggenheims, Carnegies, J.P. Morgan, etc., etc. But next to Donald Trump, the most of what has been recorded is, as far as families, the Rockefeller family. John D., John Rockefeller Jr., the five brothers, the nieces and nephews and grandchildren. So up the chain or down the chain, you begin with USAID. Then you go to the Department of Defense. Eventually you go to government corporate complex. And then to the Rockefeller family. This Present Truth. I'll be back in a few minutes. Podcast 1360KHNC.com for both hours.
Did you know that 70% of your immune system is in your gut? Good Brew is the perfect addition to your daily routine for optimal gut health. Good Brew provides the perfect balance of prebiotic soluble fiber and probiotics, essential for promoting good gut health. It is so easy to use. Call 307-381-1099. That's 307-381-1099. Use Naturally Inspired and get our special offer. Visit goodbrew.com. That's goodbru.com.
Check out KHNC's new Life Wave Info Podcast at 1360KHNC.com to learn all about the thermal light healing patches we are now selling. Learn how to live longer, look younger, and feel better by using your body's own light energy healing process. Go to the KHNC website and click on podcasts to listen to the Life Wave Info Show, or click on the Natural Health Products button to go to the Life Wave page, where you can learn about this amazing healing and stem cell regenerating technology. And when you're ready to change your life and feel better than you have in years, you can purchase the LifeWave patches at wholesale prices. You can learn, listen to podcasts, watch videos, and purchase the LifeWave patches all from the KHNC website. Go to 1360KHNC.com and click on either podcasts or click on the Natural Health Products button. Endless information, a 100% guarantee, and wholesale prices for what many are saying is the biggest body healing breakthrough in history. All at 1360KHNC.com.
Hey, KHNC family, this is Jason Garcia, inviting you to tune in every Monday at 5 p.m. for the Authentic Business Show. Learn about incredible local businesses, what they do, how to support them. Don't miss out on tips to boost your own success Monday at 5 p.m. on 1360KHNC.
Hi, I'm Kathy Roberts at Life Choices Pregnancy Medical Center. Life Choices serves women and men facing unplanned pregnancies who deserve to be heard. We offer pregnancy tests, ultrasounds, and education in a non-judgmental, confidential environment with a caring advocate. Our clients come in scared, confused, and overwhelmed by the size of their issue, but leave educated and empowered with the knowledge to choose life. To donate, visit our website at lifechoices.org.
What's the name of the game? I've been rifling through a book, and I don't know why. Things just happen. Just, you know, you happen to be at the right place at the right time. And going through history in high school, again and again and again, over and over and over, with no idea, why am I studying history? American history. Civil War. Some European history. And one thing that I remember not seeing is the name of a family called Rockefeller. But after I graduated and in the years following, especially into the 80s, 70s, 60s with the Vietnam War, I started hearing the name Rockefeller. Then with the Carter administration, Rockefeller, Henry Kissinger, Brzezinski, people like this. Then around with Dick Nixon, Kissinger, Rockefellers. The book that I've been rifling through is called Rockefeller Controlling the Game. What's the name of the game? Controlling the Game. The book written by Jacob Nordengard. Chapter 1, Controlling the Game. And this was written, I'm trying to find when this was written. I've been talking about the Rockefeller boys with Nelson and studying the Rothschilds of Europe. The Rothschilds were successful because Amschel Rothschild had five boys, and all these boys were educated. The father made sure he educated them in finance, accounting, how to control, strategies. And each one, each of these boys was instrumental as a group, each given a bank in a different location through Europe, France, and Switzerland, Vienna, England, and it took a family. This is where I believe the Clintons came up with the term, it takes a village. It takes a family. But you have these, you have to have these families of five boys, five cylinders. They have a Mercedes diesel. It's a five-cylinder, 300 SD turbo. Just five cylinders. And that little vehicle hums like a top. It is a smooth-running machine. Diesel. You can't tell. You can't hear. It is so quiet. And these boys set a pattern in Europe with the family, the Rothschilds. Well, John D. Rockefeller Sr., he observes everything. This guy was, his dad was a criminal. John D. Rockefeller's father was a real criminal. And John D. Rockefeller Sr. was, you might say, cunning, but he was a little more sophisticated. Then his son, Jr., really was a great student. He learned what John D. Sr. really wanted him to grasp. And then he has five boys and one daughter. And these five boys and the daughter, they pretty much run, oversee his empire, Rockefeller's empire. What empire am I talking about? The United States of America. They oversee America starting from maybe the 20s. Even though they're all dead now, still they oversee everything from the grave through their foundations, through their interests, through their grandchildren like Bill and Hillary Clinton, and great-grandchildren such as Chelsea Clinton. She's just not on board with all this stuff. She doesn't have the makeup. She doesn't have the psychological ability to... she can be used, but she doesn't have any giftings as far as administratively. She's just a tag-along. So, with this book, it really gives the... This is a fabulous book. Again, Rockefeller controlling the game. Chapter 2, The Brothers. The Brothers, and I thought, wow, this person is top. Then there's the Chapter 3, The Carbon Dioxide Theory. Are we talking global climate? Climate change? Carbon dioxide? Chapter 4, Future Shock. Crisis and Opportunity 5. Number 6, One World. 7, The Great Transition. Chapter 8, Earth is Running a Fever. 9, The Future We Want. 10, The Road to Paris. 11, The Fourth Industrial Revolution. And then 12, Homo Universalis.
Are you looking for a simple, powerful way to boost your health and wellness? Gruska's C60 oral supplement detoxifies your body at the cellular level, supporting brain, muscles, joints, organs, and nerve function. Joe's been taking C60 in sunflower oil for 6 months, and it improved his chronic joint pain and inflammation. Visit c-60.com. Or call 720-600-6040. Tell them Naturally Inspired Radio sent you.
Every 2 minutes, a child becomes a victim of sex trafficking in the U.S. It's happening right now. Don't turn off the radio or change the channel. Don't cover your kids' ears, no matter how much you want to ignore it. Child trafficking is real. In fact, it's happening in your town. And you know what our greatest weapon against child trafficking is? It's our children. It's time to act with PACT. That's Partners Against Child Trafficking. PACT works to teach students how to identify the warning signs of child trafficking so they can help other vulnerable kids around them. PACT student ambassadors receive in-depth training on the issue and design a project to raise awareness, reduce victimization, and disrupt demand. Visit PACT.city to start donating today. That's PACT.city. And for as little as $5 a month, you can help end child exploitation.
Go to 1360KHNC.com and click on the new Tahibo Tea button at the top of the page to access never-before-seen pricing and free shipping.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free.
Go to 1360khnc.com and click on the new Tahibo Tea button at the top of the page to access never-before-seen pricing and free shipping.
Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen.
Save $12.50 per bag on 4 bags and save $18.75 per bag on 8 bags.
1360khnc.com and click on the Tahibo Tea button.
Riders on the storm, into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown, like a dog without a bone, and packed we're out alone. Riders on the storm.
So, as I present these, as I present things to this audience, I think of the verse where, in the Bible, without a vision, the people perish. With no view, if the society doesn't have an overview of the way in which the society or the system, the government, operates, who controls the direction of a society, without that overview, the people perish. It's like being on a ship. Once you're on the ship, you have no control of navigation, speed. You are on the ship being carried from point A to point B. But if you're on the ship and you know where the next destination is, it gives you at least some vision, some view. You know where you're headed. Where is America headed? Right now, the ship, there is a battle to break the grip of the previous administrations on the control mechanisms that direct the ship to a new direction, away from what is we call a new world order, to wrest the control and move it into a rational, logical order. But Donald Trump, we individuals, we the society are divided on Trump. They don't, even those that are had voted for Trump may not think that he's moving fast enough, or that he's moving in the wrong direction, or that what he's doing is really of no consequence. The fact is this: eventually, Donald Trump will move this ship in a direction that would lead to safe harbor. But once it is wrested, the control is once again taken out of his hand, only then will the American people that have been critical of Donald Trump, only then will they realize they were wrong in their reasoning. Because once he's presently in the Admiral's Bridge, once he's removed, then the people will wake up. Then they will wish you could go back to a time where there was some rational reasoning and a direction that would have helped America. But it's going to take this next individual to wake the American people up, and it will be too late. This Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Hi, I'm Craig James, host of the top-rated show Just Informed Talk Radio. After years of exploring wellness solutions, I found my peace with MyKind CBD. Crafted with pure organic hemp, it's my go-to for soothing my mind, body, and soul. Whether it's easing post-workout soreness or finding calm after a hectic day, MyKind CBD